Good morning. You're listening to FloraDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Farr. This morning, my guest is Greg Walecki, who is CEO with Ready Carpet in Houston. Greg, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp.
Good to have you on the show with me today. You're celebrating a big 30th anniversary as of December 1st, and I wanted to talk to you about some of the secrets that have made you so successful. So congratulations on 30 years.
Well, thank you. We're very proud of where we've gotten to the last 30 years.
Yeah. For those people that may not know about Ready Carpet, we have in the December issue, which comes out next week, a little feature on you guys since you're celebrating this milestone. Your focus in the business is pretty much in the multifamily side, isn't it?
That's correct. We primarily do multifamily relay.
Mm-hmm. And that's what it's been since the beginning in 81, is that right?
That's what it's been, and it was a very fortunate decision. The business plan that we did originally in 81 called for multifamily relay, even though in Houston at the time where we started, new construction was just booming.
Yeah.
And that's where the easy, quick money was. But we decided to focus on something that we knew would be there day in and day out throughout all the years, and so we focused our energies on multifamily relay.
So, Greg, what you're telling me is you're not lucky, you're smart. Is that right?
Well, I guess I'll agree with that.
Yeah. With hindsight now, you are in the hottest residential sector in the business. I was talking to the McGraw-Hill economist just earlier this week, and he was talking about multifamily still being the bright spot, even for his 2012 projections.
Well, I'd certainly agree with that. Our customers see the occupancy rates continue to increase, which allows them to increase rents. And as long as the government doesn't get involved in giving away money for people to buy houses again, we ought to do pretty well over the next couple of years.
So you've grown over since 81, you've grown, and now you're in several states. I think you're in eight.
We're in 16 cities. We service eight states.
Right. Okay. And you've been in an acquisition mode recently. I think just a month or so ago, we ran a story on Floor Daily that you bought solar in Charlotte.
That's correct.
And you've got Select in Birmingham.
They were in Birmingham and Atlanta.
Okay. Those are recent acquisitions.
Yes. That was back in February.
And you project in 2011 to do $135 million in revenue.
That's correct.
Another thing you told us in this article is that you do 180,000 installations a year. Is that right?
That's right. The average ticket is around $750. So. Mm-hmm. You divide that up, and that's a lot of work orders going out the door each day.
Well, let's talk a minute about you, Greg. You're CEO, and I think you came in the late 80s to this business. What had you done prior to that?
My original profession, I was in public accounting.
Okay.
For 15 years before I got into the flooring industry.
So you came in and did the accounting for them and said, hey, this looks like a pretty good business. I think I'll jump in with both feet.
Well, I came to Ready Carpet as chief financial officer, and to me, at the time, it's just widgets. Doesn't matter what you sell as long as you make it so that, you know, you can be profitable at it and sustain it. And one of the things we like to point to, one of the things we're proud of is in 30 years, we've never had a losing year. So we've managed to make money in every situation.
Well, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about your four basic concepts for success, if you would?
Well, we call them our four commandments. First off, first one is that we're customer obsessive. Now, everybody says that, but we really believe that our employees should treat a customer the way that they would like to be treated as a customer. So if they get a customer on the phone and there's an issue, as long as they ask themselves, how would I like to be treated in this situation, and they go ahead and handle it that way, they'll never be criticized. So they don't have to be afraid of somebody getting upset with them because of the way they handled the situation. So we do everything we can to take care of the customer. That becomes number one. Second commandment, we're self-disciplined. We work hard every day because we want to, not because we have to. No finger pointing. We use mistakes as learning tools, and that's how we continually try to get better. A third one, very important, is we are nice. We're nice to our customers, of course. We're nice to our vendors, and we're nice to each other. It's not an environment where you find people yelling and screaming. So that's very important. And the last thing, a very simple one, keep our workplace clean. It's a reflection of who we are. And so we feel it's important that people have a good environment to come to work to every day. We spend, you know, one-third of our lives at work, so we want to make this to be an enjoyable place for our employees to come to.
Did you used to have three tenants, and then you guys were fussing at each other one day and said, hey, we need to add another one?
No, we always had four, and
okay.
And we're pretty serious about these. We've terminated people over the years when they violate these commandments.
Okay, very interesting. Because with 180,000 installations, it's got to get tense every now and then.
It does, but everybody stays focused and tries to stay calm and understand what the mission is, and that is to take care of the customer.
Yeah, well, kudos to you. It's a tremendous success story. So you have 80 crews out there day in and day out, and 70% of what you put in is in carpet, right?
That would be correct.
Okay. What's changed when you look at multifamily carpet in the last couple of years? Have you seen a shift from one type of carpet to another?
Well, certainly there's been the big move from FHA to the sub-FHA. Heck, 30 years ago, we hardly did any sub-FHA carpet, and now that's probably about 70% of our business. And as the mills continue to raise the price and our customers continue to try to hit a budget point on each of their carpet acquisitions for their units, it continues to drive down the weight of the carpet that they're buying. So
That's
probably the biggest change. So, and it's gone all beige. We used to actually sell colors and grays in the early days.
Yeah, and it's all beige. And with this downgrade in standards, does it still perform for the length of time that most of your customers expect it to?
You know, I think it does. Actually, I believe it does because of the improvements they've made in the production of it over the years.
The twist and yarn technology.
Twist and yarn and, you know, take today's PETs. They're far superior to anything that ever came close to being produced 20, 25 years ago.
Now, you're a member of Floor Expo, right?
That's correct.
And what do you see the value in being tied with them?
Well, it puts us together with the best flooring contractors in the country. That's number one. We're in an association where we can share ideas and learn from each other. And there's always something to be learned from another individual. And it allows us to focus on how we can improve the products that we bring to the marketplace.
All right. So what's in your future? What are you guys going to, you know, you have 8 states now. Are you going to take 16? What are your plans for the future?
Well, I've always felt that in order to retain and acquire talent, good people, we have to be growing because any good people want to be able to have a career path where they can advance.
Right.
So it's necessary that we continue to grow so that we can give those opportunities to our current employees. So, yeah, more expansion plans. In fact, we're currently working on an acquisition that's scheduled to close next Tuesday.
Okay.
We're excited about that. And we continue to look for more acquisitions as the opportunities present themselves. And if we find that there are no opportunities, then we're not against greenfielding an operation like we did in South Florida and Austin a couple of years ago.
Just build your own. Okay. And what is your outlook for the economy? I mean, we talked a little bit about what the McGraw-Hill guy said, but you feel like things are going to be turning around and slowly and surely we'll pull out of this recession we're in?
I think it's going to be a while. I don't see what's going to drive the employment growth. I think the next election will have a big effect on where we go. We have to remove some of the regulations that are on business in order to give companies opportunity to start reinvesting and expanding.
Mm-hmm. Well, Greg, great to talk to you. Congratulations on 30 years of success and wish you many more to come. Again, we've been talking to Greg Walecki, who is CEO with Ready Carpet based in Houston, Texas. And you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.